Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Masech de Shabbos, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Now the Mishnah is going to tell us that there are certain things you shouldn't do on Erev Shabbos, near Shabbos, because we're scared you're going to forget and continue to carry it on Shabbos as well. For example, Layetzi Achayit, a tailor should not go out b'machtei with his needle, samach l'chashecha, shortly before nightfall. Samach means near, chashecha means nightfall, like chayshech, which means darkness. Machat is a needle, that's why a tailor is called a chayit. Now, the tailors used to tuck their needle into their lapels, into their jackets, and they did that for one of two reasons. Because a tailor never knows when he has to sew something, so he always needs his needle handy. In addition to that, he wanted everyone to know he's a tailor. This was like his advertisement. Because it was common for tailors to do this, so therefore, even though he's not holding the needle in his hand, but he has it tucked into his jacket, that was considered carrying on Shabbos. You see, if you carry not in the normal way on Shabbos, then you wouldn't be chayiv min ha-Torah. For example, I know that during the war, Rav Gedalia Shor, Zechayin Levracha, had to travel to Washington on Shabbos, because it was Bekuach Nefesh, to plead that they should allow people into the country before the Nazis can kill them. So when he asked Rav Aaron, should I go on the train on Shabbos, Rav Aaron said, of course, it's a mitzvah to go. But what you can do is put the ticket in your hat. It's not normal to carry a ticket in your hat. Most people keep it in their pocket. So therefore, you wouldn't be chayiv min ha-Torah for carrying. However, because tailors used to put their needles in their jacket, that was considered normal. And therefore, Chazal said, we don't want you to do it right before Shabbos, because we're scared, you're going to forget it's there, and you're going to continue to carry it even on Shabbos. Shema, maybe Yishkach, he's going to forget it, v'yetze, and go out even on Shabbos as well. For that matter, v'loy halavlar, and also the scribe should not go out, meaning the cipher should not go out, b'kul moisai, with his kumas. The kumas is the pen that the cipher uses. It's actually like a feather, if you've ever seen a cipher, that he dips into the ink. Now, a cipher, for the same reason that the tailor would put the pin in his jacket or onto his beged, the cipher used to tuck this feather behind his ear. That's how ciphers used to do it. They would put it behind their ear. Again, because it's the normal way of carrying, you would be chayiv if you carried that way on Shabbos. And therefore, we don't want you to go out even samach l'chashecha, even near the time of nightfall. Now, here are some things that the Mishnah doesn't want us to do on Shabbos proper. Also, because we may forget and be mechal Shabbos. V'lo yifala es kelov. The word yifala in this Mishnah means when a person searches to take out little bugs or lice from his beged. The word yifala means clarity. You want to clear, you want to make sure, you're checking very clear. The Rambam refers to the halachas of Nedarim as hafla, because the aside of Hilchos Nedarim is to clarify what did a person really mean or think in his heart when he made a neder. So v'lo yifala es kelov means you shouldn't check your kelim very closely to make sure there's no little buggies crawling around. Kelov means his clothes, his garments. V'lo yikra. And you also should not read Leil Shabbos Kodesh L'or HaNer, to the light of a lamp. What's the problem? What's my concern? Why can't I check my kelim? Or why can't I read to the light of a lamp? Now, try to remember what the oil lamps used to look like. There was the oil, like in this little lamp, and a wick that would stick out of it. And sometimes the fire would start to flicker. So you would adjust the wick, you would push the wick deeper in or thin it out a little bit to get the fire going. And it was very natural when a person saw, oh, the fire's about to go out, let me fix this. And these things, especially if you're involved in making sure there's nothing crawling on my beged or trying to study what you're learning, so you're not concentrating, you don't remember that it's Shabbos, and when the fire starts flickering, you're kind of automatically going to reach for it and fix it, and that would be the malacha of making a fire on Shabbos. Zakt de Mishnah weiter. Be'emes amru, indeed, they said, hachazen, in this case, a chazen means a teacher. Roya, he can see, it's okay for him to observe, heichan hatinoikis kairim, where the children are reading. Little children get together, Leil Shabbos Kodesh, they're chazering v'chumish, and the Rebbe walks back and forth to make sure they're doing it okay, they're on the right place. That's fine. Aval hu lo yikra, but he himself should not read to the light of the candle. Leil Shabbos Kodesh. Ki yotzeba in a similar vein, lo yoichel hazav im hazava. Azav is a man who has a certain type of tuma. Zava is the lady who has this tuma. They should not eat together, mipnei hergol avera, because it might lead to sin. Now, why is it that if the Rebbe is walking around, it's okay for him to see the children reading? Why are the children allowed to read? Why aren't we scared that the children are going to, by mistake, you know, light a fire or do some things along those lines, just like a grown-up will? Some say it's because children, especially in those days, were very scared of the Rebbe. The Rebbe standing over here, they would not be Mechal Shabbos. We're not worried about that. You know what the Meiri says? Should I tell you this or not? Okay, I'll say it. The Meiri says that the Kindlach, yeah, they were happy if the fire went out. And the Rebbe said, okay, recess early, dismissed. What should we do? The fire went out. So it's less likely that they're going to say, oh, we have to fix the fire.